Welcome to Cognitive Rampage Podcast. Hope you're taking care of you. Hope you're living your Cognitive Rampage. You have to believe in the power of you. Uncomfortable is where the change is. Be willing to question the impossible, or you're planning for the inevitable. Welcome to Cognitive Rampage Podcast. Hope you're taking care of you. Hope you are living your Cognitive Rampage. We are brought to you by Vermont Pure CBD Full Spectrum Wellness Products. Now, if you listen to last podcast, Grant Jacobowski was on the podcast, the founder of that. So if you haven't heard that, I suggest you go back and listen to that podcast. It was Cognitive Rampage 220. He basically told you everything you need to know, and even then some, about CBD and Vermont Pure CBD Full Wellness Products Company, a beautiful company. We got deep into it, but just for the top for you now, look, they grow all their hemp on organic Vermont farmland. That matters. It certainly matters to me. They focus on high CBD and terpene-rich varieties that provide maximum healing benefits. They extract all hemp using high-tech alcohol extraction, not that dangerous butane stuff. They produce the highest quality full-spectrum CBD available. They control the entire process to ensure that they produce the best CBD products on the market. Now, full spectrum, just so you understand it, if you didn't listen to that podcast, means it still contains some THC, but not enough to where it's going to affect you psychoactively. But there are healing properties to the THC, okay? There's isolates that are out there, all right? But when they isolate it like that, it removes some healing properties, some CBN, CBG, some things, again, that you should go back and listen to the podcast with Grant Jacobowski on 220. Go back and listen to that. So the reason full spectrum is more healing is because they leave the full properties in it. They don't pull those things out, all right? So isolates can certainly be helpful, but they're not near as strong medically as a full spectrum product, okay? Especially the fact that it's organic. It's grown on organic farmland, to be specific, okay? So I use this product too. Again, I would not sell or endorse anything I have not used. Do not recommend at all. I wouldn't be doing that at all. So we got to try it out. It has done some wonderful things for me. I don't use it every day. But when I do, it works, whether it's a small ache or pain or something like that, and it's done wonders for psoriasis for myself as well. That runs in my family. It's a gene that's passed down, but, well, no more. So it's amazing the things that you can treat with CBD, especially a full spectrum. Just go to VermontPureCBD.com, enter the promo code Rampage, and you get 10% off. Okay, that's VermontPureCBD.com. Enter code word Rampage for 10% off. How you doing, everybody? Hope you're taking care of you. Hope you are living your Cognitive Rampage. I'm going to let a couple people sign in here. But I will tell you this first thing right off the bat, because I don't like waiting in silence, right? This might offend you, but I want you to think about it for a minute, and I'm going to cognitively rampage on it for just a minute, all right? Goals are for amateurs. That's right. Goals are for amateurs. Dreams are for professionals. Dreams are for those that want to do big things, whatever that big thing is in your life, right? So I want you to think about dreams for just a minute versus goals, okay? Now, a lot of people will sit here and tell you to work out your life plan, right? To set goals, set small goals. Where do you want to be in 6 months? Where do you want to be in a year? Where do you want to be in 2 years and work it forward, right? And then maybe you'll achieve that dream. Because for some people, I mean, I don't care how big your dream is or how far you think you are from it or whatever it is, right? Dreaming is necessary. You need to find a dream in your life. Some people define it as purpose. I don't choose to do that. Dreams, they just seem a lot more fun to obtain, all right? So I want you to think for a second what your dream is. And if you don't have one, keep chugging along, right? We all have them somewhere, right? You may have to dig deep into your life and go, man, what is it? And give yourself credit, right? Don't think about dreaming too big. Dream big
period, right? Dream big no matter what. But what I want you to do is to think about what that dream is and then set that dream and write it down. Write the dream down in front of you. And I want you to work that dream backwards, all right? It's what's called a backwards life plan, but I'm going to call it a backwards dream plan, okay? So when you write down what that dream is and you work backwards from the dream, and you set small goals along the way, right? So that's why I say goals are for amateurs, because we can set goals and take small steps, 6 months, 1 year, whatever it might be. But when you write down that dream and you work it backwards, what you may find is your dream is not as far as you think it is. That we can actually get closer to the dream much faster than we maybe have anticipated in our own mind. And when you write that dream down and you work it backwards to your current life right now, you may say, wow, I thought that would take me 6 years. It may only take you 6 months, right? So it's important to dream, and don't stop dreaming and dream big. And don't sell yourself short based on what you think you can do, about what's safe to do. Man, we get one life and one chance in this. So you dream big and you set that dream. Write it down, okay, and work it backwards. Work that life plan backwards in your life. Don't just think about, all right, here's my goal in 6 months. Here's my goal in 1 year. Goals are for amateurs, okay? You can get to that place in 6 months, 2 weeks, whatever. And you may be selling yourself short. You may realize that 6 month goal is really a 6 week goal, right? Maybe something different. So I want you to think about what your dream is, set that dream down, and work it backwards to your current life, and then go get that dream. All right? Go get that dream, people. Don't think small. Dreams are for thinking big. Goals are for thinking small. That's what I like to say, right? But you'll need those goals, because you'll be able to set those goals for yourself and see what it takes to be able to get to that dream, all right? So dream big, dream huge, and man, it gets you up in the morning, it keeps you moving. So dream big, write it down, and work backwards from that dream to your current life, and you may realize you're not that far from your dream, people. All right, I hope you're taking care of you. Hope you are living your cognitive rampage.
Take to raise me. Pops jumped ship and left us doing bad. I pretty much blamed him for everything I never had. Far back as I remember, I was always mad and constantly in trouble. I was always bad. Used to whip my ass for stealing and skipping class. Just basically fucking up. They said I was nothing but a fuck up. You fucking nut. Just wait and see. I can't wait to make them eat that shit they talk about me. I'ma make Granny proud of me. Be someone that I can be. Proud of me. They ain't finna make no ass out of me. How did we overcome such obstacles and setbacks? They told me I was average, but I just couldn't accept that. Let that be the words carved in my headstone. P.S. You hate motherfuckers, what damn wrong? Talking to my motherfucking mama through glass. The look in her eye. Boy, I'm so sick of your ass. You're never gonna change. You're just like your dad. Damn. A look in her face. They told me I was a mistake. She wished she had never made. Ghost from back in the day. Came from the grave with a message she didn't want to hear. Remember that trip to hell? Here's your little souvenir. Don't drink no beer over there. I blow that killer smoke. I hit that volume button and let them gorillas go. See the growth through the concrete. Make $1 million merely speaking over drum beat. Yes, you did. Been telling you since I was a kid. And you responded, get on with that bullshit. Yeah. my motherfucking pawpaw. My grandma fed me catfish, coleslaw. I hit the weed, then pass it to my road dog. I grip the steering wheel, I mash the gas pedal. Bitch, I'm gonna be here when the motherfucking dust settle. Probably been better off if I had just let go. I wonder where I'd be in life if I had just said no. But life's too short for me to ponder questions that I'll never answer. But why am I still smoking after all I lost from cancer? At this point in life, all my worries are financial, and any losses that I have to take will be substantial. I'm not stopping cause it's not an option. Get it straight, I'm not sweeping and not mopping a motherfucking thing. You get that, boss? And all that real job talk, just piss that off and say, oh.